Okay, Wendy, the recording is in process. Today is October 31st. It is Halloween 2024. The LA Dodgers have won the World Series.
They did.
Nacho, who we've had on here, who's a good friend of ours, is a big LA Dodger fan. A lot of LA Dodger fans, apparently, but Chris has been an LA Dodger fan for a long time. So,
yes.
Congratulations to the LA Dodgers winning the World Series. Halloween, Wendy, it comes up every year. I mean, it is a day on the calendar. I used to think I liked it. I used to pretend like I liked it. I faked it for several years. Now I think I've got it in a good place. I've got Halloween in a really good place. I don't have to go all out for it. I want the kids to trick or treat and have a good time, but I'm not trying to fake it. And it just is what it is. Wendy, what do you say?
Well, listen, it's the one time a year people give you free candy. And if you know me, Trey, I love chocolate. So I love Halloween because, well, especially when my kids were little, they're not little anymore. It was like tubs of chocolate. And whatever chocolate I didn't give out, I got to keep. And then I'd steal their chocolate. So it's not as much fun. And believe it or not, Trey, you know where I live. We have a great street. We do not get a lot of trick-or-treaters. So that kind of sucks. You know what I mean? But listen, it's also Nick Saban's birthday. And so I have turned Halloween into celebrating Nick Saban. So happy birthday, Nick Saban. That's what I know to tell you. Do your kids have outfits picked out yet?
Yeah, one of them does. One of them definitely does. Gonna wear what you gave him. And I think, what is it? What was one of those outfits you gave him?
I gave him Spider-Man and Halo.
For some reason, he thinks Halo is attached to Fortnite. And I think Halo and Fortnite are two different things, but he associates Halo and Fortnite. He might be Halo. I'm not sure what the other one's going to be.
Right.
We'll get out, have a good time. It might rain a little bit here, but I hope everybody gets out and enjoys Halloween.
Yes.
Wendy, we have got some football to talk about. Last week's games were good games. I mean, they weren't great games. They were good games. So let's start it off. The Alabama Crimson Tide in a big showdown with Missouri, who comes in really gimped up. Alabama wins the game 34-0, Wendy. Alabama puts their defense back in late in the game to stop them on a 4th-and-1, 4th-and-goal to preserve the shutout. Wendy, what did you think about the Crimson Tide? And are they up to your liking now?
Well, let me just say this. So our defense played lights out again. I think our defense is just getting better and better. I want everybody to remember that Missouri has a top 10. Was it a top 10 defense that Missouri's got? A top 10 defense?
Are you asking or telling me?
I know they were somewhere in the top 10, so I don't want to take, you know, this win. It's like it's just Missouri. I've not been on Missouri all year. Y'all know that. But they've got a top 10 defense. So the fact that we were able to shut them out, it to me is a big deal. Our defense played phenomenal, multiple turnovers. You know, I hate it that the quarterback kind of had to come out because then you get the rhetoric of you were playing the backup quarterback. It doesn't matter to me. A win is a win. I've told you that. I don't care how we win. I just want to win. Concern, still a lot of concerns with Jalen Milroe, though, guys. I just do. Two field goals to start the game off. I don't know. It's a home game, Trey. I expected him just to, you know, kind of, I think what we're all wanting is for him to go back like he was at Georgia. Just play ball. Stop overthinking it. Get the ball where it goes. Multiple missed passes again. Again, the first two drives. Did we go into halftime 6-0? Was that the halftime we went into?
I think so, Wendy. I was cleaning out the garage, and it was the proverbial moving junk from one place to another. I mean, that's really what cleaning out means. I mean, I threw away very little. And the reason I say that is I'd set up a TV in the garage. The internet was out and in a little bit. The boys had set up a hockey rink in the garage.
Right.
So then the internet would stop. And then, you know, so I did not see a lot of it relative to, I think the score was 6-0 at half, but then Alabama comes out and blasts them. Wendy, Corbin called last week. Yes.
Let me just, so you're saying came out and blasted them. Well, they had the gimped up starting quarterback in.
Wendy, the final score was 34-0 against an SEC team. Whatever happened, Alabama scored 34 points, however that happened. Corbin did call in last week from Santa Rosa Beach, wondering if we would see the backup quarterback. You know, it just doesn't seem like we're going to see the backup quarterback unless Milroe gets hurt. And I think a lot of people just want to see what we have in the backup quarterback. Right. And I don't think he got in real late in the game. Milroe is who he is. I mean, I just think it goes back to what I said. Some of this is just how this guy wakes up. I know it sounds trivial and minute, but you know, some days you feel better than others, and I'm not convinced that some days he feels better than others, and this is kind of what we got, Wendy. What?
Well, listen, I'm trying to get to the final 12. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do, and I don't know if he can get me there. I've got to go play LSU in a couple weeks. I'm just not impressed with our quarterback, and it's frustrating because I actually think there might be one behind him that maybe can be a little bit more of a four-quarter quarterback. I mean, if you want to break down a game, that's what we do in our podcast. Here's the breakdown. We scored 6 points with their gimped-up starting quarterback. And then how many ever 34 minus 6 is, because everybody knows I cannot do math, when we have a backup quarterback in. So it's frustrating. I'm with you. I get that it's not going to change, but it's still something I want to complain about. Like,
well, follow me here, though, Wendy, with the hair back and forth. But how does what I get confused about, and I love talking about this with you, is how does a backup quarterback from Missouri have anything to do with how many points Alabama scores?
Well, I think the very first throw, we intercepted it. First off, I think that's what happened. I think then he comes back in and we intercept. Like, it's just, Trey, I don't know. That's a great question. It's a great question. I don't know the
quarterback doesn't play defense. It has nothing to do with the – their backup quarterback has nothing to do with Alabama scoring a touchdown.
But there's momentum. There's momentum. Like, so what I'm saying is if you're on a team, right, and you've got your starting quarterback – you played high school football. Did Tyler ever go down? Did he ever? I can't remember. I went to all those games. I don't know if Tyler ever got hurt. We had to put him back.
I mean, through our whole career, yeah, he was hurt at some point. Not a lot, no.
Okay. Do you feel like when they brought in the backup as the team, so Missouri's team, kind of like you know who the guy is, right? You know he's not going to be able to do what your starting quarterback did. You don't feel like there's a little bit of letdown from your own team?
It's possible. But, I mean, if I played defense, which I did play defense, it didn't matter who our quarterback was. We were still trying to stop the other team. There might be a little bit like our backup quarterback's in, but it doesn't make us play any different. I mean,
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
You might be right.
Yeah, so let's move on, Wendy. I love it. I love what's going on. All right, here we go. Ole Miss, your boys Ole Miss ends up pulling out a game against Oklahoma, Wendy. Kind of an ugly game, but Ole Miss does get the win and stays alive in this hunt. They got some really big games coming up. Indiana Hoosier, Bob, our stats guy. If you listen to this show, you knew we had a stats guy. We have We're not organized, so there's nothing pre-planned on the show, and we have totally forgot about Bob's stats. But Bob is from Indiana. Indiana remains undefeated and beats Washington handily, Wendy. Going to be seeing some more of the Hoosiers. Vandy in Texas. Texas is going to roll into Nashville like everybody else does. They go up. You think the game's over. Vandy comes back. Has an onside kick late. Texas does win the game. You're supposed to win. Texas ends up winning the game 27-24, Wendy. The Vandy loss for Alabama does not look as bad. And we are going to talk about Vandy here in a minute. Wendy, we have got to get to the – let's just do it right now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why we would say a minute.
Auburn football the Auburn. Tigers. The Auburn this football guy. Tigers, Wendy, go up to Kentucky – and I think Auburn and Kentucky are very similar. They both kind of look at each other, and they're like, okay, do you want to win? I want to win. I kind of want to win.
I mean, Auburn, but not really.
Auburn gets the win, Wendy, and I did not write the score down.
I thought it was 24-10, but I don't know. I could have just made that number up.
Yeah, literally. Auburn does run the football more. Auburn runs the football more. They hold on to the ball. They have some turnovers. I know Thorne did throw an interception early. Auburn got an interception late. I didn't see a lot of the game, but it seems like they run the football, Winnie, and that is the key to the success. Is Auburn going to get on the railroad tracks and get the train rolling downhill in time for the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Well, Trey, no. And I mean, they might by next year, like by the beginning of next football season, but not this football season. I mean, here's the deal. I'm glad they've kind of figured it out. I just think matchup to matchup, as far as players and players, they're just not the same. I'm with you. I think Kentucky and Auburn were a very well-matched team. I think Auburn needed the win. It was a road win. Like, I think they needed the win to kind of boost up that confidence. But, Trey, the Auburn-Alabama game is only super scary to me when we're playing in Auburn. I mean, that's how I feel in the last 10 years. I'm not saying that's how it's always been, Auburn fans. I'm saying in the last 10 years. Yeah. Could their running game be a problem for our defense at the end of the year? Sure. I mean, it absolutely could, but regardless, you've still got a quarterback that's still throwing. Yeah. You can almost count that he's going to throw 1 to 3 interceptions a game. I mean, he's still opening it up for a defense to score. So,
I don't think if you're an Auburn fan, Auburn's like, well, we ran the ball in this game, and I've heard some numbers that the numbers of rushing was about similar to some other games that they lost and all this other stuff. Did you just have to get back to your basic football plays? And like we said earlier in there, you have got to simplify the offense with Peyton Thorne.
That's right.
And that is that. Wendy, we're going to move on to next week.
Well, so hold on.
Oh, wait. We got the LSU A&M game.
That game was a doozer. I mean, what a game for a night game.
LSU A&M, the game is at A&M, Wendy, and A&M finally had some uniforms. Maybe A&M's uniforms is the reason I don't like watching them. I don't like that maroon color. They had on black uniforms. They were at Texas A&M. LSU was in those white uniforms. Beautiful to watch on TV. LSU jumps out early, same old A&M, same old build-up, letdown. A&M comes out in the second half, Wendy, and puts in a new running quarterback, and everybody hold the phone. A&M comes out and beats LSU 38-23. Wendy, A&M at one point scores 4 consecutive touchdowns in the second half. LSU had no answer, and Wendy, we might have to get used to watching A&M.
I mean, here's the deal. Your least favorite team, and you hate watching them, but I'm going to tell y'all something. It was a great game. It was a great night game, and I know it felt like it got out of hand, but it got out of hand late, so it's not like it was out of hand early. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, my gosh. But I'm going to tell you something. A&M is number one. They're number one in the SEC, guys. Like, they are – when you look at the standings, it is Texas A&M. These guys might get to the SEC championship game without having to play Alabama or Georgia. I mean, it's insanity at this point. But let me tell you something. LSU, I'm going to kind of put them in with the category of Arkansas and South Carolina early. They're playing a little undisciplined. You see what I'm saying? Some of this stuff we're seeing, they're kind of falling apart late. Doesn't feel like they're able to sustain drives. I needed LSU to win that game, personally. I wanted to see LSU win it, stay in that 8-9 ranking, somewhere around there. Us come in, us beat them. That's going to make us look a little bit better. So, really, I didn't need Texas A&M to win the game. But, Trey, Texas A&M might finally have a little something. And all they had to do was get rid of the big talker. The one, you know, I could not stand him. Who was their last coach, Trey?
Jimbo Fisher.
Oh, my gosh. All they had to do was get rid of the big talker and actually put a coach in there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. Their male cheerleaders show up. Their 12th man showed up. That was an atmosphere. It was a great game. Great game.
Elko might be the magic stick down there, and we might have to get used to watching A&M. Wendy, we will have to start talking about this 12-team playoff as this stuff gets weeded out. Is SEC going to get in 4, going to get in 5, going to get in 3 teams? I mean, it is some bizarre scenarios that are coming up. Probably too many to talk about even at this point. We will know a lot more after the Alabama-LSU game next week. Wendy, let's move on to this week. This week, I'm going to run down some games. We got Ohio State versus Penn State.
Big game. somebody's got to lose, and they're both undefeated. So, I mean,
this is what it really feels like to me. It feels like Penn State's going to beat Ohio State this year because even if they didn't beat Ohio State this year, they were probably going to go to the playoffs anyway. Right. You know, the very typical Penn State, they always get beat by Ohio State. It's a boring game. But this year feels like since Penn State doesn't have to win it, they are going to win it. It's going to be an interesting game. It goes off at 11 o'clock. Wendy, we have Oregon, Michigan. I mean, good helmet game. Oregon's being tough to beat. With Texas A&M, who we just talked about, Texas A&M is going to go to South Carolina, and everybody calling a sneaky good game, blah, blah, blah. I will remind you, several years ago, A&M went to South Carolina and blasted them. I don't know what's going to happen there. It'd be a fun game to watch.
I don't see that. I'm going to call South Carolina to win the game.
You like South Carolina? Your boy Beamer. Your boy Beamer.
Well, listen, you know, I loved Beamer. Then I got off Beamer. And the second I get off Beamer, he's kind of strung some things together. I think South Carolina is a scrappy South Carolina team when they want to be. It's like we need one guy to wake up on the right side of the bed. They need all their guys to wake up. I've always said about South Carolina this year, they're very undisciplined. They kind of kick themselves in the foot more than anybody else does. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a better game. I think they're coming off a huge emotional win. They have to go away. And I'm calling South Carolina to win that game by 3. But I'm rarely right. You know what I mean? So we'll see.
Kentucky at Tennessee. Going to be a night game. Finally going to get to see Tennessee play again. Can Tennessee finally get the lid off this thing? And Kentucky, give them a run for a minute. Kentucky has won a big game on the road this year with Ole Miss. We'll see if that can happen. Wendy, Vanderbilt Commodores come to the Auburn Football Tigers. They're going to come down to the Plains. This quarterback for Vanderbilt, he's the one that beat them last year for New Mexico State.
Yep.
Does Auburn have anything for Vanderbilt, Wendy, or not?
I think it's going to be a better game than we think. I mean, you know, now that Vanderbilt's kind of – I still think Vanderbilt's kind of this team that it's not like, well, we've lost these games, so we're kind of done with the season. I think they're like, I want to go out and beat everybody and show that we can. I do see Vanderbilt giving them a run for their money. I actually see Vanderbilt winning the game probably by 10 to 14 points.
Wow.
That's my guess. I think this quarterback's like, he reminds me, he's just scrappy, man. He's not afraid to get hit. He figures out a way to make plays. It's an older team. These guys have kind of been together a little bit longer. And he reminds me a little bit of Johnny Manziel without the attitude or the coke problem. Like but he reminds me a little bit of that kind of quarterback. So I expect him to beat Auburn. I mean, I still think Auburn's got too many issues, really, I think Vanderbilt Trey's a pretty decent team. Like I said, they almost beat Texas. They beat me, and they almost beat Texas. I mean,
going to be fun to look at on the Plains. It's 11:45. And Wendy, the last game we are going to talk about today, we do not have any messages. So if you want to call next week, next week's going to be a good week to call in, give your predictions on the Alabama LSU game, whatever you really feel like talking about. Appreciate everybody that has called in so far.
Yes.
The Georgia Florida game, Wendy, happens every year around Halloween. Yeah. It's played in Jacksonville. There's a name to the game. Every year for the past 5 years, it's been pumped up that what's going to happen and Florida could, Florida this, and Georgia goes out there and face plants them. That's what happens. They build this game up like it's some kind of game, and Georgia comes out there and blasts Florida. Yep. Is that going to happen again this year or not, Wendy?
1,000% it's going to happen. Yes. Georgia is going to face, but Trey, you think that struggling, gimped up Florida is going to have something for Trey? Florida. Have you eaten too much candy? I mean, come on now. Come on.
Not yet. Florida this year. So many years they've been pretenders, Wendy. Florida this year, I think this team has bought in more than previous teams. I don't think Georgia is as good as they have been. I'm not saying Georgia can't be as good as they can be. I don't know if that makes sense. But they're just not 100% elite all the time like they typically are.
I don't disagree with that.
I think Florida is going to limit their mistakes. I think this is probably a disciplined football team. I do not have any stats to back this up. If somebody would like to look at the stats, they might be the most undisciplined team on the planet. I don't know. It feels like Florida is going to make very few mistakes.
Right.
Florida is going to play the ball close to the vest. They're going to keep this game tight. And when a little pressure gets put on, I still think Georgia's going to win the game late. I just don't think Florida has enough to get over the hump. Because when Georgia wants to press the gas, the car's going to go. I mean, it's not like driving my Mazda. Yeah. I can press the gas. The car still ain't going to go. I mean, it ain't going to go. Now, when I get in Destiny's car and I press the gas, it hammers. Well, that's Georgia. As long as they press the gas at some point, they're going to win the game. Right. But I think Florida will keep this close. They're a little bit more disciplined team. I'm looking forward to watching that game at 2:30 on Saturday, Wendy. And we are going to wrap this up. Keep on. Come on. What you got?
Listen, you just smoothed on past this Tennessee-Kentucky game, and I'm actually highly disappointed in you. Listen, guys, this Tennessee team beat me, right? Give them all accolades. Their defense is amazing. Trey was right all season. Their defense is the real deal. Their offense, I'm not sold on it. And like you said, Kentucky has won some big games. It's a night game, which is going to help Tennessee. I'm not saying that Kentucky's going to actually pull this thing out, but Tennessee's offense, Trey, has got to get better. Like, there is no if and buts about it. The Tennessee's offense has got to get better. So I don't think anybody should go to bed Friday night.
Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm going to keep talking. I don't think any Tennessee fan should go to bed on Friday night thinking they just got the win over Kentucky. I think the night game, the noise, I think all those things are benefits. But Kentucky's a scrappier team than people want to give them credit for, Trey. Period.
All the quarterback from Tennessee has to do is hit two or three long passes. It's not like the guys aren't wide open. The guys are wide open. Their defense is going to be good. Tennessee sees no threat in Kentucky. They're walking out there as in no threat in Kentucky. They're going to be more relaxed. They're going to hit some of these long passes, and it'll be 28-0 in the middle of the third quarter, and everybody's going to be wondering what is left in the candy bag.
You're acting like the quarterback for Kentucky can't do the same. So let me remind you of something.
He can't do the same. He's never done the same.
Let me tell you this, Trey. Let me tell you this. Had our quarterback on that game when we played Tennessee actually got some touchdowns, Tennessee couldn't have beat us. So, yeah, you're right. He can throw them down the field. They got to catch them. That usually happens in the second half. Let's see how many points Kentucky can score. All I'm saying is, if I'm a Tennessee fan, which I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't go to bed Friday night thinking it's a shoe-in that I'm beating Kentucky. I think you're wrong.
So you think an inept offense as Kentucky is, they score about 15 points a game, is about to play one of the best defenses in the country.
Yeah.
And you're worried about how many points Kentucky scores?
I'm just telling you what I think, Trey. You don't have to think like I think. That's the beauty of it. I'm telling you, I just wouldn't go to bed all thinking. I think that right now the biggest thing for Tennessee is their defense, and I don't think you're wrong, but I think they've got a better quarterback than you think. Tennessee needs this win. Tennessee also has to keep winning. They've still got a big game with Georgia. I just like how you like to fly past certain games. It's like you don't want me to get cranked up first thing in the morning, but I am cranked up. So we'll see. It's a pretty decent slate of games.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching the game, Wendy, but I'm not thinking Kentucky has a chance to knock off Tennessee. One plus one still equals two, and that's the kind of math you have to do around here.
Not my math. My math's all kinds of crazy. I do girl math, and sometimes one plus one equals two, sometimes one plus one equals four. It just depends on the day. But listen, it's going to be a great week. Listen, it's Alabama fans, though. We do, guys. We got a big game in LSU coming up. Obviously, we'll talk about that next week. We are in a position, Alabama fans, where we have to win out. There is no question here that this is a playoff elimination game coming up for us with LSU. So, listen, I can't wait to talk about it next week. I got a lot to say about it, obviously.
Yeah, and a couple of people I'd like to talk, just shout out to Daniel, Rockhill, Nacho, Mike Rice. Mike Rice gets in these text threads, and he is blasting with two, I mean, just blasting. John, Kobe, who all else we got in here? Will, Bear, Mom, Bob, yep. all the people that get in these texts.
Gina, Gina has been, our sister Gina, she listens every single week. She tells us we do such a good job. Our sister Gina, thank you to our family that listens to it. But listen, guys, we do just do this for fun. We are completely unprepared at all times. We do not talk about this all week. We get on here, I get the stats wrong, the scores wrong, names wrong every single time, but we do enjoy doing it, and we do appreciate our listeners. We really, really do.
And you can watch, you can get it on the podcast, so it's put out on podcast board. When you, everybody enjoy their Halloween, enjoy the holiday for what it is. Be safe out there. Enjoy your weekend. We will see y'all next week. Wendy, I love you.
I love you. Roll Tide.
All right, Roll Tide.